Hot on the heels of Mary MacKillop the Saint is, wait for it, Mary MacKillop the Musical. Simon Lauder reports from Melbourne.
Xavier Brower is a Melbourne IT worker with a passion for music and Mary MacKillop.
Well, I was reading her biography and it occurred to me it would actually make a very good musical because there was a lot of drama involved in her life, and a musical, you can distill the complexity of her life down to the key events.
We'll gather up the children and clean them spick and span.
We'll cook up food to feed them. What a brilliant plan!
Mary MacKillop, the musical, was first performed for World Youth Day pilgrims in Melbourne in 2008. It's also been staged at Mary MacKillop College in Adelaide.
This is no place for nuns.
Mr. Brower is hoping the news of the sainthood will bring a new generation of fans for Mary MacKillop. He's also hoping to bring his musical version of her story to the stage again.
Mary MacKillop is a very good example of a true Australian, because she was very modest, and the Sisters of St. Joseph, which is the order that she started, they're very modest. I think it's great that the general public will be able to learn more about her life.
So you think it means a lot for Australia to have its first saint?
Well, definitely. I mean, look at what she achieved. So back in the time where the different colonies of Australia didn't even work together, and you can argue they still don't work together very well, she set up one of the very first federated organisations that spanned Australia and New Zealand.
We'll put a blackboard here and fix the windows and the doors.
She was a woman, so you can understand in the old-fashioned times how hard that actually would have been. She underwent many privations, both her own physical health and travelling around a far-flung country. So I think even for non-Catholics, she's a fascinating figure.
Simon Lauder with that report.